Okay, well, let's speak now to the Jacob Zuma Foundation spokesperson, Mzwanele Mani. Mzwanele, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here on 702 and Cape Talk. What is the foundation's reaction to the court's decision this morning?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and to your viewers, your listenership. Indeed, the foundation is disappointed but not surprised. President Zuma continues not to receive justice in this country. The facts are all clear and out there. But the judgment somehow manages to just maneuver and leave the facts out and up with a judgment, which in our view is irrational. The lawyers are still going to study the judgment in full, and there will be a much more well-considered response in due course. But for now, based on what the judge had said, the foundation is totally unhappy on two things. Just based on what has been said, part of what the judge said in there is the fact that the NPA was allowed indeed to examine President Zuma. He makes the point there that examination was not conditional. Yet, if you go to the order that he had given and you read it, at the end of that sentence on third order, at the end of that sentence, there are two very key words there, if necessary. And that if necessary was preceded by two things. One was examination by NPA doctors. Two was the oral evidence by President Zuma's medical practitioner that was looking at him at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And all of that was hinged on the medical report that had to be submitted. Now, today, for the judge to say today that no, it was unconditional, yet the order that is in black and white had conditions of if necessary. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we have a problem as a foundation with the fact that the judge had narrowly had taken a view that the title to prosecute should not include the broader aspects. So basically, this judgment is saying is that all you really need to be as a prosecutor is basically your formal qualification, as it were. But in terms of your conduct and all of that, the judgment today seeks to suggest that, no, that doesn't really count much. And I mean, he makes a statement that he says, if that had to count, no one would be able to be a prosecutor. So basically, for us as a foundation, we're saying what we have here today is an admission that our prosecutorial services are people that meet the lowest common denominator. They are not the highest standard, as it were. So we're being prosecuted by mediocrity, as it were, and the judgment today condones that mediocrity. So we're totally unhappy, and we're advising President Zuma to appeal this, and the detail and the substance will be put down by the lawyers.
Mzwanele, we do have a trial date now for the 11th of April next year. I know that you said the lawyers are looking at this, so there could be an appeal. Will there be any kind of other interlocutory application brought before then, or do you want this trial to get underway?
Yeah, you know, your question is very, is a very naughty question. As you try to say, we want the trial to be underway.
Well, do you want the trial to get underway? Do you want it to start?
Of course we want it to start, but we don't want it to start in a messy environment. We don't want it to start. You must understand that the process is as important as the outcome. So the process, from a governance point of view, must tick all the boxes. We cannot have a situation like we have now, where basically we have a poisoned tree, and then you're forcing me now to eat the fruit purely because I said I want the fruit, but to give me a poisoned tree. It's a poisoned tree because the hands of the NPA, the hands of Downer, are dirty. And it's a point that we keep making. And we're saying until that is dealt with, it will hamper the process going forward. So we have to deal and not avoid dealing with the real substance of the matter. And lastly, if the judge, for instance, like today, he wanted to delve into the interpretation of his own judgment, surely what the judge should have done is to have invited both lawyers on both fronts to be able to make submissions in terms of the interpretation of his judgment. So today, for him to just come with his own interpretation without having given everybody an opportunity to make submissions to him, that on its own is irrational. So to then say, simply because he wants your day in court, therefore it doesn't matter, even if we have obvious irregularities, just overlook and just have a day in court, that is wrong.
Ms. Wanelelemani, we have to leave it there. Jacob Zuma Foundation spokesperson says that this is the fruit of the poison tree. The tree has been poisoned. And a naughty question to ask if Jacob Zuma wants the trial to start. Well, if he wants the trial to start, let's start the trial.